This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan. Come on, Dan, Friday morning. We've got to get on back to the Home 20 after a while, meet these folks up here and bring God's message, and then get ready for Sunday, for the Lord's Day. And you folks have been with us for a long time. You know the Old Trailblazer is just a poor old country boy, old sinner saved by grace. We bring you these messages. I often remind you that Pastor Shelton was a founder of this ministry and a great preacher, teacher. And I gleaned from his books and his library that he left us. And so I asked you, are you interested in getting out the gospel to a lost and dying world? If you would, help us with the broadcast. Encourage me here. Encourage our workers here, the brethren who go out to the mission places and preach. If you have a chance, encourage them. Would you do that, my friend? We all like to be encouraged, don't we? But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. We've been here for quite a while. We bring it to the close in the next couple of 3 weeks, 2 weeks. This study on the second coming of Christ. And I'm amazed at how people deny all of those things. They deny the tribulation that's coming. First of all, folks don't believe God's word. They just won't believe it. So I understand this now. We saw in our study yesterday, we began the study on the 1,000-year reign of Christ on this earth. To keep the Lord Jesus Christ from coming back to earth, Satan will gather all the armies of the world at Jerusalem, where he thinks that he has everything in his power. The Lord Jesus will come riding forth upon a great white horse with angels, with the armies of heaven following him. He will come forth as a King of kings and Lord of lords. And will take the beast, the Antichrist, and the false prophet, and cast them alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, according to the 19th chapter of Revelation. We'd asked you yesterday to read that 13th chapter. I hope you did. His coming will be the bruising of the serpent's head there in Genesis 3:15. Yes, his coming to Jerusalem will be the overthrow of the man of sin and his entire political confederation. Yes, the Lord will come with all of his saints, according to 2 Thessalonians 1, and with his innumerable host of angels, according to Zechariah 14. His feet will again touch the Mount of Olives. And when his feet shall rest again upon the old ancient Mount of Olives, it will cleave in two. One half of the mountain will roll back like a fold to the north, the other half to the south. And there in that great valley, he will gather all of his saints. What a day it will be when our Lord will come back with all of his saints. Are you looking forward to that day, my friend? I am. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there? My friend, don't while away your time here on earth like the grasshoppers in the summertime. You know the story there, how the grasshopper fiddles around all the summer and the little old ants over there making preparation for the winter. My friend, it's just common sense. We need to think about our soul this morning. Let's do that. Would you do that? According to Revelation 21:20 verse 1, he will send an angel from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand, and he will lay hold on that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bind him for 1,000 years and cast him into that bottomless pit and shut him up, set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. What a day of days that will be when Satan, who has deceived the people of this earth right now, up until now, for 6,000 years or so, he shall at last be imprisoned for 1,000 years. He'll be sent to the underworld, whither he has caused multitudes to descend. I've often said I would like to be there watching that angel when he casts Satan into that bottomless pit, shuts him up and seals that pit. I've often said myself that I believe it'll be the littlest angel, the smallest angel, the most insignificant angel, if there is such a thing, to carry that chain and bind old Satan, my friend. The Lord, my friend, is a holy God. He doesn't put up with all this stuff. It's hard to conceive that we will have 1,000 years on this earth when Satan will be bound in that bottomless pit. And there will be no devil to tempt us, no Satan to accuse us, and no demon spirits to lead us astray. Won't that be great, my friend? The Jews, gathered from every quarter of the earth, will fall down before the Lord in a bittersweet repentance, according to Zechariah 13. And they will ask him the question, whence came thou the wounds they see in his hands? And when he tells them that he received them from their fathers, they will mourn over him as one mourning over the death of their firstborn. They will repent with lamentations and tears. They will do this because of him, wail because of him. And then there will be opened in Jerusalem a fountain for uncleanness and sin. The Lord Jesus Christ himself will be that very fountain. He will pardon and forgive all their trespasses. Then they will understand the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, what it means, and no doubt they will take it up and begin to cry. We hid, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Then, with a heart of faith and acceptance, they'll continue to cry. But he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquities, and chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. In the bitterness of their soul, listen, they will continue to cry unto him, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is a picture of Israel, repenting unto life and unto salvation in Christ. This will be the fulfillment of that great promise that the deliverer should come to Zion and turn away ungodliness from Jacob. What a day of rejoicing it will be. Then the Jews will come to recognize, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is our Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We see Israel here, born as a new nation in one day. I wish I could get this picture here over to you at this time, my friend. Here is the Antichrist and his armies destroyed, with the Antichrist and the false prophets cast into that bottomless pit. On the one hand is a redeemed church, the bride of Christ, who has owned him and followed him. On the other hand, there is the redeemed Israel, the Jews, who have repented in sackcloth and ashes and have been washed in his blood. Then there is the church in the midst of them, and he will enter into Jerusalem in kingly triumph. No doubt when he comes forth in great triumph, then will he come to pass the fulfillment of the 24th Psalm, when the voices shall cry, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. When we anticipate such a day and such an hour when our Lord shall come forth to reign in his mighty power, our hearts shall swell within us with loud hosannas, praising the Lord for his mighty salvation and glory and power and his right to reign, my friend. Then with one word, the Son of God will cause the atmospheric heavens that now surround the earth so full of dust and bacteria that every germ of disease and death to be cleared away. All of those things will be cleared away. He will purify this old earth and make it a fit place to live, as it was, I believe, back there in the days of Adam and Eve. I believe it was a beautiful place, a wonderful place, nature unbothered, untouched. Oh, my friend. And then, according to God's word, a mighty river will break out from around the temple area of Mount Zion there in Jerusalem and flow down to the Dead Sea, changing it into a lake of fresh, transparent water. Jerusalem shall be rebuilt unto the Lord, and it will be his throne and his dwelling place. It will be so built that nevermore will it be plucked up nor thrown down by the hand of man. The great temple, as described by Ezekiel in Ezekiel 40, will be erected. As someone has said, when this temple shall have been built according to the plans laid down in God's word, the structure will rise in such proportions of beauty and majesty and resplendent glory that the wonder of it will be, it will fill the earth. Just the wonder of that temple will fill the earth, my friend. Oh, listen, when the city of Jerusalem shall have been rebuilt and the temple finished, the Lord Jesus shall take his place in his abode upon the temple, up in the new temple. Then multitudes of pilgrims will come from the uttermost parts of the earth to worship the Lord in Jerusalem. My friend, isn't that going to be something? We'll just hold up there until next tomorrow or till next week, Monday. And we'll be back then. But let me just ask you, are you enjoying these studies? Are you appreciating? Or are you just chomping at the bits? Are you just chomping at the bits? We have folks who do that. My adversaries, they chomp at the bits. I had this one man write me a letter, and our broadcast here by Pastor Shelton is called The Voice of Truth. And this man said, Pastor Pendarvis said, since you're the voice of truth, I want to ask you this question. Who was Cain's wife? And he said, I'm a college graduate, university graduate, and a PhD pending from some great university. So I wrote him back, and I said, Mister, I don't have a lot of education, but I can answer your question. The answer to your question is that Cain's wife was his sister. There wasn't any other people living it that day. But I said, you know, my dad taught me that a fool could ask a question that a smart man can't answer, but I can answer yours. So I asked you, would you think about your soul instead of worrying about all of those things and being critical of the old trailblazer? You know it doesn't help us to criticize anyone, does it? No, a critical spirit is the most terrible thing in the world, my friend. Let's just be, the scripture says love one another. Scripture says pray for one another. Would you pray for the old trailblazer? When you go to prayer, whether it's tonight or tomorrow or in the morning or Sunday or whatever, would you ask your Bible school leader there in your class, said, Mr. Teacher, the old trailblazer asked us to pray for him and his ministry. Would you just take a moment and pray for him? And he appreciated it if you will. And then write me and let me know if you did. And then as we go to close the service out today, I'd just like to sit down by your side, drink a cup of coffee with you, and tell you how much I love you. I love to see sinners saved. This whole effort that we put out here is only for one purpose, that the Lord may use something to awaken some poor soul to his lost condition, bring him to see himself as a sinner in need of Christ, and then revealing Christ to him as his Lord and Savior. We don't preach easy believingism. We don't preach joining the church and salvation, none of those things. Knowing Christ is our Lord and Savior. That's right. Christ came to seek and to save lost sinners. Only lost soul, my friend. Isn't that something? The Lord came to seek and to save only lost people. Folks don't want to be lost today, do they? I don't know many lost folks. Do you? If you do, let me know. And I'll put them on my prayer list. We pray for sinners here day by day. And then remember the old trailblazer day by day as you go to prayer. And then help me with the broadcast just a little if you could. Dig up that old coffee can in the backyard and send me $100 out of it. And then pray for me. Call me and tell me you're praying. Remember my mailing address, the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Goodbye. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.